Welcome to ViralCast, MovieViral.com's official podcast. I'm Dan Kelch, editor and lead author for the site, and later I'll be joined by David Alexander, an author for the site as well. This is our first podcast, so I just want to kind of introduce you guys to MovieViral.com in general. We are a site that follows the viral campaigns of movies. Viral campaigns are any kind of marketing or advertising that's done in an alternative kind of way. Usually it means internet, but not always. There's things like, you know, bus stops and anything where you kind of go in a different route than what you usually do. That being said, it makes it very, very fun and interesting to try to find these sites, because a lot of times the company, whether it's the studio for a film or the brand, they don't tell you what these sites are, so you have to find them yourself. And that's where our forum comes into play. We have an official forum, movieviral.com/forum, and they're going to be the best place to get the most up-to-date news on all that stuff. So I'm going to introduce you to who I am and to who we are, so you have an idea of why you should bother listening to us. Nick Butler is our site owner, and he's owned a lot of sites and admined other sites following movies and their viral campaigns. He's also working on an online game called The Myriad right now, so you might want to check that out. I am a graduate of Cal State Fullerton. I have my bachelor's degree in radio, TV, film. My minor is in advertising. I have pretty good experience in this kind of field. In fact, my MBA, which I'm going for right now, is in marketing. So I kind of have a little bit of a handle on this kind of stuff, I hope. We'll see. And my two passions are probably going to be Star Trek and Superman, which you will find out very easily. And if you know me in the forums, you definitely know that. David Alexander, the other author on the site right now, he is a self-proclaimed movie and sports geek, especially loves Batman, as you'll see by his name in the site, The Dark Knight. He he loves virals, especially follows a lot of alternate reality games, Cloverfield, Lost, all that stuff. And so, you know, we're still building our staff, so hopefully as we do, we'll introduce you to all of them. But first, I want to talk about some films that are coming out that have some amazing viral. I'm going to talk about Star Trek and Surrogates. Star Trek, I think, is pretty obvious why I'm talking about that. this is probably a film I'm most excited for. It looks to be a big thrill ride, and the viral for it is not being too disappointing so far. It's very limited right now for the viral. They just have ncc-1701.com, which is the call sign of the ship, as any Trekkie like myself knows. Right now it just has four cameras, and then you can change the quality of them to get them best. After a while, you'll see a picture of a corridor, which actually is not the same corridor that you see in the trailer and some of the other pictures that you've seen of the inside of the Enterprise. So it's kind of interesting to see how that's going to play into the film. Their official site has actual panorama views of a lot of the of the inside. There's even some promotional sites where they've mixed with Intel and Esurance to try to bring you some extra footage and some little stuff like that. So that's kind of like viral. It's a little new. You don't see that a lot. So I think it will be really interesting to see the way that turns out. The other big film coming out is The Surrogates. I hadn't actually heard about this film until the viral report came out. There is a website called ChooseYourSurrogate.com. which is basically a company where they allow you to create your own avatar for basically a robot that looks like you, an android. And they are allowed to basically live out your entire life. And it's a pretty interesting concept. It's starring Bruce Willis, for those who don't know. And it's going to be basically about him being a detective who has to find out a robot who kills someone and see if it was the robot that killed them, if it was the person. And suspense and all that other good stuff hopefully ensues. Ving Rhames is also in this film, so anytime Ving Rhames is in a film, I have to watch it. I don't know if it's based off anything, actually, so we'll see. I haven't actually checked that out, but it's a really interesting concept, very Isaac Asimov style. That comes out September 25th, 2009. Star Trek, which comes out a lot earlier, May 8th, 2009. You want to check that out as well. And now to talk about other films that have viral right now, I'm going to turn it over to David.
Thanks, Dan. Hello, my name is David Alexander. I'm from MovieViral.com, and I'm the new companion for Dan. I'm posting on articles in this site, and I am experienced with other ARGs and other virals, for example, Cloverfield and Dark Knight. Anyways, I want to talk to you about four movies, which will be 2012, which is by Roland Emmerich, who did Independence Day, The Day After Tomorrow, Godzilla, and 10,000 BC, and other movies as well. Angel and Demons, which is the anticipated sequel to The Da Vinci Code, directed by Ron Howard. The novel was originally written by Dan Brown. Watchmen. Watchmen is the next movie right now in March, before any of the other summer movies, Transformers and other ones. I'm really looking forward to Watchmen. Terminator Salvation is another big movie, directed by McGee and starring my fellow Scottishman, Christian Bale. And anyways, these all movies have started their virals. And as you mentioned, The Surrogates, Star Trek, and other movies that Dan has mentioned, these four movies mainly have more mainstream virals. And I would like to start with 2012. 2012 has an interesting viral, as I might know. And you could find this, all these information on the forum, which is movieviral.com/forum. And they have different subsections in this movie. And the first site, the only site I want to tell you, is the Institute for Humanity Continuity.org, which is, it's like a company, and it says it has brought together the world's greatest minds to assess possible threats to the continuation of humankind. It says the Mayans prophesied it, science has confirmed it, and yet the government won't tell you a word about it. It says the odds of global destruction in 2012 has been confirmed at 94%. So, special survival preparations are being made to ensure the survival of small populations. Survivors will be chosen by lottery. So, it's just like a draft. Global warming draft. So, but the site is actually pretty nice site. And it shows the Earth in glowing fashion, like it's gonna blow up, and it shows like a score, like all these people that have chosen, that were chances secured, because they registered for the survival lottery, and they have different disaster scenarios like Planet X and solar, all these other unusual happenings that might happen in 2012. They also have registration for IHC lottery, and also have some videos about the CHA initiative. Which is an anthropologist discovers a mysterious fifth Mayan optics in Guatemala. And it has various tabs in the site, which is news and press, about the IHC initiatives and the lottery. And it's a pretty interesting and one of the best well-done sites for this. And the Institute for Human Continuity might be a main part of the movie 2012, and it might show up. And Institute for Human Continuum reminds me of kind of Deep Impact, where they choose their sister security and you go in these caves to survive the comet impact in Earth, which, as you may know, destroys the Earth, blah blah blah, the what title it. And it tells you to put your first, last name, gender, everything. And it tells you all the capacity levels, which is Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. And it's a pretty interesting site to see. And as you may know, you can find all these sites, this site, at moviedarls.com/forum. So that is a pretty anticipated movie, and the trailer was pretty good. I also want to introduce This Is the End, which is a new viral site. It's this man called Charlie Frost, 2012. You can find this at www.youtube.com/user/charliefrost2012. And this is Woody Harrelson's character, Charlie Frost. And he's showing his videos about super volcanoes, the Doomsday Seed Bag, Welcome to Apocalypse, This Is the End, blah, blah, blah. He also has a Twitter. It's called, you go to twitter.com/CharlieFrost. And he Twitters everything about This Is the End, it's coming, and you know, one of those freaks. And his location is at Yellowstone Park, Montana. And it's a pretty interesting viral on YouTube. And he's gonna have a pretty big role in the movie, and he's predicting the world about it's kind of silly, and I have to agree with Dan on this. It's pretty silly, and I think this is kind of fun. It's kind of a little fun, and these ads have appeared on other sites like MySpace, Facebook, and as Dan is pointing out on the viral on the forum. It's been on MySpace. It survived 2012. Entered the lottery at the IEC.com. Get the lottery number. And it's like, it happening, but it's not, it's just a movie. But it's a pretty interesting thing. So that's for 2012. Angel and Demons is an anticipated sequel from the Da Vinci Code, which I saw, and it was a pretty decent movie. The book was better, and I read it. It's by Dan Brown. It's an excellent book. But I never read that next one. I never had time, and I had interest, because, you know, I thought number one was fine. But they told me it was pretty... Dan has read the book, and he says it's a pretty good book. The ending was unusual, he said. And, but it's a pretty good book, they said. So, you know, there was a secret message in the trailer when it came out a couple months ago, Angels and Demons, and as you may know, it's directed again by Ron Howard and produced by Brian Grazer of Imagine Entertainment. And as you may go, it's called the altarsofscience.com. It's www.altarsofscience.com. And it's like Cloverfield-esque type site. And it's an interesting site because it shows you sync, it shows you these numbers, and it says camera 84. And it shows that in the background, this little canister, it's an antimatter canister. And it shows you these little things inside this, in this canister. And in the back, it says Ulimari. And I might think it's part of this blood or something. I don't know. It says Ulimari. Ulinari. And in the bottom, it says enter codes. And you could submit these codes. For instance, I put 7890. I submit it. Error. And that's what people are figuring out what these codes are. And it might be because of these. These numbers on the top. We might know. And hopefully, if you go around, especially right now, there are codes that might go and it might unleash another site. You might discover another site. And so that's why no one has gotten a code for it yet. Maybe later on, because these people are good at this. A lot of people are good at unlocking some things, because it's a challenge of the puzzle. Okay, so there's also the Watchmen. Watchmen is an interesting viral. It's not really a viral, but more videos. And there's this V&M special. It's in the site of this video. And it reveals that everything that things in Watchmen, Black Friday, the open letter for Watchmen is that it's extremely faithful adaption to the flaw. And that the soundtrack is revealed, that new Watchmen website, it's more videos, more of a thing to do. Sorry if I'm not making sense, but that's why I'm looking at it right now. It's really interesting. The viral is less than Dark Knight, of course, but it's more of like realistic videos of, you know, the new special, which is the NBS video. You go to firstshowing.net if you want. And it shows you the site where it is. And it's a really, really interesting... it shows you all the potentials of Dr. Manhattan. As you know, Dr. Manhattan has a lot of potential for him. And so what he says is that the film feed of it is that... Okay, here you go. Sorry about that. The Dr. Manhattan is a thing that you could do. He shows you this guy in the newscast what Dr. Manhattan is capable of him, of 10 years in Vietnam. And his lifespan of Dr. Manhattan is 1970. And it shows you how the forces of US are in South Vietnam fighting the Viet Cong. Pretty interesting video. And you guys should see that. There are other videos too in Watchmen, which you might check out. And it's in the newfrontiersman.net. Check it out. It's an interesting site. It shows some photos and videos that are really interesting. So just check that out. You should check that out. There's also As you may know, there's these let me see, Terminator Salvation, and that's a really, really interesting Varro as well. Not what I thought it was, but at first I saw the first sight when it first came out. I was like, it's not really good. And an intro in the sight is this voice that says, "Welcome to Skynet Research," and it calls for robotic designs as who we are, products, testimonials, outreach, everything. And you go and get, you go to any robot, anything here. Aquatic robot, autonomous mat, ransom robot, high speed constructor, search and rescue bot, everything. So you can see any, the global shipping, education, everything, which is, you can see that Skynet is really integrated to these people and to these things, which is defense, healthcare, education, global shipping, networking, which, as you may know, is disastrous later on. And this new site has came up, it's called Skynet Security System. And it shows, it says, it shows this video of this stoner. He gets a security, Skynet security cam, and he, that cam detects, it detects everything in his store, and it tells him what people like and what he should buy so the people can like him. And also protects the store. And so he says it's really advanced, it's excellent. And there's other installations that Skynet has, security has installed their cameras, which is in Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, New York, everywhere, Texas. And so you can submit your own video by clicking submit video in, this, in skynetresearch.com/security system. And it tells you to put your name, your email, your file location, you can upload a video. A Skynet security video. And then it might be big, it might, people might upload their videos. And so, it's an interesting thing. And so, Terminator Salvation is pretty, it could be interesting as it progresses, it might be big later on in the summer when it comes out in July. And so Terminator Salvation, you gotta watch out for that viral, because it might, what I advise for them is to do a viral in which that site itself gets really weird. It gets irrational, like with how Skynet goes. And because Skynet gets really evil, gets really, you know, against humans, that the site becomes really off. And so that's my advice to them, to Warner Brothers and their viral marketing staff, is to do that. And so that might be interesting. They might do it, they might not. No, who knows? But they might do that. Anyways, that's all with all these virals. And hopefully, with me and Dan, we might do more podcasts about these movies. And hopefully, with more updates of these virals, we might do more podcasts. And hopefully, we might have a real conversation with him, with Dan, and other people. And we might do that. So anyways, thank you guys for listening to this podcast, Varrocast. And hopefully you guys might listen to more podcasts from us. And I would like to thank the forum. I would like to thank Nick, who's the owner of MovieVarro.com and the forum. And he has other sites as well, like District9News.com, which is District 9, another potential viral, big viral movie. And he has other sites as well, FairlyBalanced.com. And I would like to thank other members of the forum, the administrators. I would like to thank Dan for giving the opportunity to post and do these podcasts with him. And I would like to thank everyone in the forum following and all these members that migrated from 08 News and who are still with us. Anyway, thank you for everything, guys. And hopefully you have a good night and have a good day.